Originally, the 1 million doses of the swine flu vaccine ordered by the Czech Health Ministry were only meant for those at the greatest risk, including health workers and those suffering from serious and long-term illnesses. Now, that has changed. On Monday, the government agreed that the vaccine will be available to almost everybody. The only question is whether this new broad access to the swine flu vaccine will boost what has, until now, been surprisingly low interest. Jan Wellinger has more.
Almost from the get-go, patients' interest in the swine flu vaccine has been lower, far lower than anyone expected. And the question now that the government has made the vaccine available to all is whether that will change. On Monday, according to sources, even government ministers offered the shot by the health minister refused it. Not much of an example for the rest of the population. Still, flu experts have largely recommended that those who can now should strongly consider getting the vaccine, given that the swine flu has become dominant among flu strains. And despite the drop in incidence, experts say it will continue to spread, and they also warn that swine flu will again dominate the next flu season. There are a few changes. Under the new government decision, vaccines will no longer be offered at general practitioners, but directly at vaccination centers. Dr. Roman Primula, the head of the Czech Immunology Society, addressed the situation.
Most people are, of course, used to going to their GP, someone closely familiar with their health situation. In this case, though, people will go to vaccination centres, no different from when you get a vaccine to travel somewhere abroad. Just like in those situations, here you'll have to tell the doctor about your current state of health. If there is no possibility of risk, then you'll receive the vaccine.
Getting the shot will be completely free, without even the regular 30 crown health charge, which will be covered, the government made clear on Monday from the state budget. Will interest go up? Quite possibly, not least among those with children. As it stands, children from the age of 3 and up are eligible for the vaccine, although they, unlike adults, will need written confirmation from their doctors. Women who are pregnant, among those at high risk, will be eligible from the 4th month into their pregnancy, but will also need approval from their gynecologist. And one more thing, of the original 1 million vaccines, the government has opted in the end not to order the final 30%, meaning a total of some 700,000 doses will be made available to Czechs.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for